Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning. It's going to dedicate l'nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as to the safety of the hostages and safety of the chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Memtes, and we left off a few lines down on Memtes Amud Aleph at the words Rav Kahana Yehovu Le Zuze Akisna. Where is that? It's about 11 lines down. Good morning to David Yoshua, to Reb Mordechai, to Chana Chenach, to Reuven from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, from Yitzchak Aryeh, to Avram David, to Avram Moshe, to Yitzchak Meir Akoyin, to Tzvika. Some people are on their way to Eretz Yisrael today, so everybody should have a safe trip and a safe flight, and hopefully Mashiach will come while you're there so you don't have to come back. And we'll join you there. And good morning to Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen. Great to see you. So, let's take it away. Zach the Halakha Gemara. Rav Kahana Yehovu Le Zuze Akisna. Rav Kahana was selling flax. And the buyers paid some of the money for the flax. Lesofa Yaka Kisna. And then the price of flax went up in price. So the seller, Rav Kahana, wanted to back out. Also, the Rav, so Rav Kahana came to ask his Rebbe Rav, is he allowed to back out? I'm Malay. So Rav said to him very simply, but my Nindikita Zuze, the amount of flax that you already got the money for, Havlu, give him the flax. You can't back out from that. And if not, you're going to get a Misha Para. V'idach, but on the rest of the stuff, Dvarim Ninu, it's just words. You didn't get money for that. You just promised to sell him the rest of the stuff. You only got a little bit of the money. You didn't get the money on the rest of the stuff. U'dvarim, ain't by Mishum Chusri Amana. And Rav taught him that just promising to do something and backing out of it, there's no problem with that. De'itmar, as we learned, Dvarim, if a person just promises to do something, but he doesn't actually pay any money towards it, it was just words, we just agreed to a sale, but they didn't actually have any money. Rav Amar, ain't by Mishum Chusri Amana. Rav says there's no isser on backing out of a commitment that you made if it did not have money. There's no problem. It's mutter. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Even if you just commit with words, Rav Yochanan says, Yesh ben mishum chusri amana. It's usser for a person to back out on his words, even if it's just words. Meisve, the Gemara is now going to ask a question against Rav. Really? If you make a commitment with words, there's no isser to back out on words that you say? Really? Meisvei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, I think this is in Parshas Kedoshim. Or M.R., I think it's Kedoshim. Maybe Achrimos. I think it's Kedoshim. Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifat Tzedek, V'hin Tzedek Yelachem. Hin Tzedek Yelachem. Now, Hin Tzedek means a measure. It's got to be, you have to be honest with your measures. Like if you're measuring at a court, it's got to be a court. That's the Pash Pshat. But the Gemara has a drasha. B'halo hin, b'chlal eifa haya. What do you mean? Eifa is a measure and hin is a measure. So eifa is a bigger measure than hin. Eifa is 72 lug. So if you have a minute, I'm going to teach you something, which I've taught in the past. Mordechai will undoubtedly remember it. But there's a mnemonic. Ka'asek lev yagudu. Chaf aleph samach lamed. I'm sorry. Chaf aleph samach kuf. Lamed beis. Ka'asek lev yagudu. I think Yitzchak Meir HaKohen is going to like this one. He probably knows it already. Ka'asek lev yagudu. What's ka'asek lev yagudu? Akur. I have to show it to you in writing, but a kor is yagudu, is 10. Yud is 10. Kor ke'esek, chaf aleph. There's 10 eifa in a kor. There's gudu, yagudu. There's 3 sa in a eifa. Vav, yagudu. There's 6 dalid. Okay, I'm ke'esek leiv, right? There's six. You got to work it out. I got to show it to you. I got to do pull a Stefanski for you. There's six kav in a saw, and there's four lug in a kav, and there's six beitzim in a lug. Ke'esek lev yagudu. I'll put it on the chat later when I have it in paper. I should have put it down. Anyway, so the point is that a lug, if you do the math, so an eifa is 72 lug. And so if obviously a hin is only 12 lug. A hin is 12 lug and an eifa is 72 lug. Times six. Right? So if you, good morning, Avram Chaim and Dr. Joe. So if you have to keep an honest measure of a large lug, kavachomer, a small one, where even a little bit means even more, kavachomer, you need that. So why does the Torah have to tell me both eifa tzedek and hin tzedek? Hin is included in eifa. Says the Gemara, Ella lo malach, it's coming to teach you something else. Sheyehei hein shelcha tzedek v'lav shelcha tzedek. When a Jew says yes, it's got to mean yes. When a Jew says no, it's got to be no. You can't equivocate. You can't be fake, right? You can't be fake. I told you yesterday about Rav Shechter, who's the only one on the security lines who actually says that when somebody else gave you packages is, yeah, people gave me 20 packages. Yeah, I said that, spoke about this yesterday. Right, so that's this Gemara. Shehein shelchad zedek, your yes has to mean a yes. If you didn't do the 50 hours of driving on the driving test, then you can't sign that you did it. So it's a kash against the Rav. Rav said, if I just say I'm going to do something and don't do it, there's no problem. What do you mean? What about hein shelchad zedek? Answer the Gemara, that's not what this means. I'm Rabbi Ahu, shelo yidab echad pev echad believe. No, what this means is that you can't say that you're going to sell a person something and you have absolutely no intention of doing it at the time that you say that you're doing it. But if you say you're going to sell a guy something and then the price goes up, so then you're allowed to back out if there was no money. That's not hein shelchad zedek. You intended to do it, but now the facts change. If the facts change, you're allowed to back out. If the price went up, you're allowed to back out. You can't sell a guy something, you say you're going to sell something and not intend to do it at all. That's lying. That's just faking the guy out. But here, where I said I'm going to sell it to you for $100, and then the price went up to $120, so if there was no money given yet, I'm allowed to back out on the sale, according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no.
What if someone came to you with a better deal?
Right, same thing, same machlokas, same issue. Right, that happened to me, actually. A firm guy in town was going to sell me the house, and then somebody else gave him a better offer. But he said, no, I made a commitment to you, even though there was no contract, no nothing. The guy gave him a much better offer. But he said, no, I agreed to you for that price. I'm selling the house to you. So most people are not like that.
So but even today,
the guy who sold me the house.
This curse, so to say, could be applicable, that could reach as far as today. Even
I believe so.
Transactions we do today.
Yeah, I believe so. Says the Gemara. Macy Vey. Meisvei, another kasha against Rav. The Rav held just words. You don't have to keep them if the facts change. Meisvei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afabish Amru Talas Konadin Azov. Even though we said if I do Mashiach on the Talas, so you get the money. Ve'ein Dinazov Konatalas. But if I do Mashiach on the money, you don't get the Talas. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer. Dov, great to see you. Mikol Makom. Kach Halacha. Yeah, that's the Halacha. Aval Amru Misha Par Machdar Mabu Machdar Flaga Hu Asli Par Misha Ina Owen Bidi Buro. Now, okay, that's not a kasha, but Rashi points out the kasha is from the rest of the brisa. It's very strange. The Gemara doesn't quote the rest of the brisa, but the kasha is from the rest of the brisa. What's the rest of the brisa? Rashi quotes the rest of the brisa is the following words. You have to either look in Rashi or listen to me. Vahanose Venosin Bidvarim Lokana. If you just promise to do a business deal with a guy, that does not work. V'achozer bo ein ruach. We had this earlier. We had this yesterday's daf. V'achozer bo ein ruach hacham nochei menu. And a guy who backs out, the rabbis are not happy with you. What do you mean? If you back out, the rabbis are not happy with you? What do you mean? I just thought you said, if the rules of the deal change, I'm allowed to back out according to Rav. But the end of this brisa, which you don't have in the Gemara, is if a guy backs out, the rabbis are not happy with you. What do you mean, according to Rav? Just words don't mean anything. You don't have to keep your words. Kasha against Rav. Answers the Gemara. You're right. Tanoihi. You're right. It's a machlokas tanoim. Tanoi, it's a makhlo. Rav Eliezer, we're about 10 wide lines down. Tanoi, you're at the beginning of the word. Answer the Gemara, Tanoi, this machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan about whether or not if I make a commitment in words, I have to, and there was no money on the table. No money. I made a commitment in words. So is that a binding, meaning is, are you violating Isser by backing out of words? This issue with machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan Maroyim, it's also machlokas Tanoi. Tanoi, this not. Now again, we already had the opinion that said, right, this brisa we just said that ain racham noche menu, that brisa holds you're not allowed to back out on your words, but this brisa says you are. This none, it's a Mishnah later on. Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya Shamar Labino. A story happened that Rabbi Yochanan Asa said to his son, say us chalon apolim, go hire me workers. This happens in business every day. Go hire me workers. Halach upasak lehem mezonos. So the son went and he hired the workers and he said, by the way, you're going to get like a 7-course meal every day when you're working for, it was the kid promising the dad's money. Oh, you got to know my dad, he's very generous. You, in addition to the work, you're going to get a whole full meal for lunch every day. When the kid came back to his father, Amar lo, Bini, the case was, he didn't exactly say. He said, I'm going to give you lunch. We're going to give you lunch. A nice lunch. But so the father got all upset. He said, Bini, afilu ata oslam kisuda shlomo b'shaito. Even if you make them a suit of Shlomo HaMelech B'shaito, it says Shlomo HaMelech B'shaito, because, well, you'll remember, we learned this, that Shlomo HaMelech at one point was very wealthy, but then he also, Ashmedai, went after him and made him a nothing, right? That we learned this. Ashmedai made him a nothing. Mordechai is trying to figure out where it was. Gittin Samaches. Yeah, Mordechai knew that, but I had to look at it inside on the bottom where it says Gittin Samaches, but Mordechai just knew it. But Ashmedai made Shlomo HaMelech at one point was very poor, so it says Kesuda Shlomo B'shaito. B'shaito means at the time he was rich, right? Lo yotzi dechavasi imayim. If you don't give him a suda like Shlomo, he wouldn't be yotzi. Shehei b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Wow. Yidden, Jews, we're b'nei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So if you promise a Jew a suda, it's got to be a suda like Suda Shlomo B'shaito. So you gave him too much. Ella. So what did dad say to the kid? You better go back to him and change the terms of the deal. Ella, Achlo Yaskil b'malacha, before they start working, make sure you tell them that wasn't the deal. Back out on the deal. Say v'morlem, amanash inlechem alay ella pas v'kisnis bilvad. Bread and quinoa. That's pretty much it. Pas v'kisnis, I mean, no, kisnis is not, kitnis is legumes. Yeah. Pas v'kisnis bilvad. V'isal g'daytoch. Dvarim yesh b'em shum chosei amana. If you're not allowed to back out on your word, so how could Rav Yochanan ben Masya, the great Tana, tell his son to back out on the deal? Zil hadabay. Must be it's a machlokas tanaim. Says the Gemara, no, don't bring a riot from there. Maybe there's no machlokas tanaim. And everyone agrees you're not allowed to back out on your words. So how come over here he was allowed to back out? Here it's different. Shani Hassan. My time. No. When the kid made the commitment to the workers, they knew the kid didn't have the rights, the authority to make the deal. They knew the kid was just speaking to the dad. He's going to have to check the deal out with the dad anyway. So they never relied on the words of the son anyway. So that's why in this case, the dad is allowed to back out with the son, because the workers never relied on the son in the first place.
So why did he have to tell the son do it before they started working?
That's the Gemara's very next kasha, great kasha, Tzvika. Ihachi afilu hischilu b'malacha nami. If that's true, Tzvika asked the great kasha, so then even if they start to work, the kid should be able to back out. Says the Gemara, no. Hischilu b'malacha, if they started the work and they didn't hear anything from the kid, they have a right to assume if they started the work that the kid's words is gonna stand. Vadai samchi datai omru. He must have told the dad, and the dad was okay with the terms because we started and no one told us anything different. Once it starts, well, that's a commitment. Ask the Gemara, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that words are a big deal? That you have to keep your words all the time? Even if the conditions change, you have to keep your word? The Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a guy says to his friend, "Matana niso nosin lach, I'm going to give you a gift." Yochel lachzerbo, he can back out on the gift. Yachol, pshita. Ela, mutter lachzer bo. There's no iser. What do you mean? What happened to keeping your word? You promised the guy you're going to give him a gift. Now you don't give him a gift? Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Umod Rav Yochan b'matanamu etes, t'samcha da'atayu. The Gemara says it depends. If it's a big gift, then you could back out. But if it's a small gift that the person is relying on you for a small gift, then you, Rav Yochanan agrees, then Rav Yochanan holds, you cannot back out. So the case before Rav Yochanan said you could back out, that's by a large gift. Maybe you don't have the money. Maybe facts change. So if it's a small gift, the guy's relying on you.
Isn't small and large in the eyes of the beholder?
Yeah, what's small, what's large? Good question. So the Maskana of the Gemara, this Rabbi Yochanan said that if you back out on your words, you are violating an Isser. That's only if it's a small gift. If it's a small gift that the person is going to rely on, he's relying on you that you're going to get it. So Tosis over here in the Maskil, Moda. V'yoker nami havi kamo matan muetis. V'yoker, really? I wouldn't have said that. Tosis writes, if you back out after it goes up in price, that's like a matan muetis. Wow. So if it goes up in price, you're not allowed to back out. And the Ramban explains that the reason for matan muetis is that he thinks he has smi, he thinks he's going to get it. So in a sale, he thinks he's going to get it. What they agreed. And therefore, even if the price goes up a lot, even if the price goes up a lot, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to keep your word. I'm telling you, this happened when I bought my house.
So it's a little like a Shavuot light?
Yeah, exactly. Your words. You say you're going to do something. You got it. Again, that's Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara, Hachanami Mistavra. This is very logical to say that if it's a small gift, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you have to keep it up. Damer Rabbi Velmer, Rabbi Yochanan, Yisrael Shamar Leben Levi. Kor Maisa Yeshcha Biyadi. If Yisrael tells to a Levi, I have a core of Maisa Rishon. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Ben Levi, Rashi, Lassos, Trumas Maisa, Amakamacha. So the Levi is allowed to rely on that gift and use that stuff that he's going to get to be Mafrish, his Trumas Maisa, because the Levi has to be Mafrish a tenth of the tenth that he gets. He has to give it to a Kohen. That's called Trumas Maisa. So the Levi can rely on the fact that he's going to get it. If you tell me that the guy can't back out, that's why the Levi's allowed to use it. If you could say that the Yisrael could back out on the gift, it might be that the Levi is relying on something that he's going to go give to somebody else, and it's going to end up he's eating tevel. He was mafrish from something that he never got. Says the Gemara, it's not a riot. No, we're talking about a case where the Levi took the Meister from the Yisrael, but then he gave it back to the Yisrael to watch it for him. He took it and gave it back. That's the case he's allowed to rely on. Says the Gemara. If that's true, look at the end of those words. If the Yisrael actually did back out on his words and gave it to another Yisrael, so the first Levi can't do anything about it. What? If he gave it to him and he gave it back to him, it was already his. What do you mean he can't do anything about it to get it back? Why all he has is complaints, but he can't get it in Bezdin. Came to Mashche, since he already did Meshicha on it, Umamona Islegabe, it's his money. Elalav, Shmamina, but the low not low, Shmamina. The Gemara says no. It's not talking about a case where he took it. It's talking about a case where he did not take it. And even if he did not take it, he's allowed to rely on the fact that he's getting it. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a person cannot back out on his words. By a case of matana mu'etas, he cannot back out on his words. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ahu Gavra D'Yav. The Gemara is now going to speak about let's say the guy backs out. Is the seller, let's say a buyer paid the money and he wants to back out now. So he gets a mishapara, right? But what about if somebody steals the money now while it's by the mocher? The money's by the mocher. And the lokech already said he's backing out, so you owe me the money. So, but now the mocher is slow in giving back the money and then it gets stolen. Whose responsibility is that money after the buyer has backed out of the sale? So he gets a mishapara, but who's responsible for the money? Says Gemara, who gave the abzuzi a shumshame? Ruvain wants to buy sesame seeds from Shimon, and he pays the money. But he didn't yet grab the sesame seeds. Lasof ayakar shumshame, the price went up. Vahadru bahu. So the seller backed out. Amulei, less lan shumshame, I'm sorry, the seller is backing out on the deal because the price went up. I'm not giving you the sesame. Shkol zuzach. Take your money back. So he says, hey, go. Here's where the money is. Go take your money. But the buyer doesn't go take the money. He leaves it by the seller. He doesn't go take the money. He forgets to go take the money. He doesn't take it. Lo shakal zuze. He didn't take it. Ignov. The money got stolen. So who's responsible? The seller told the buyer to go take it. The buyer didn't take it. He just left it there. So who's responsible? Also, came the Rava. So Reuven and Shimon came in front of Rava to ask who is responsible for the money. Amalei came into. So Rava said to the buyer, I think this is what you and I would have said too. Came into Ami Loshkul Zozivelo Shaklis. He told him you take the money. And you just ignored him. You walked out of the store, didn't take the money. You didn't take it. Lomibay Shomer Sachar Lohavi. Not only is the seller not considered to be a Shomer Sachar, Elafilo Shomer Chinam Nami Lohavi. He's not even a Shomer Chinam. He said, take it back. I don't want this. I'm not watching it at all. It's yours. And therefore, you lose. Even if he was poshea, even if the owner like left the store open and people walked in and took the money, so Amalei Rabban LeRava, Rabbi LeKvulei Mishapara. But wait a second, shouldn't the guy get a Mishapara? Amalei, oh, you're right. Rabba said, yeah, Hachanami, yeah. If the seller is willing to accept upon themselves a Mishapara, Then they don't have to pay. They have two choices. Either give him the sesame or get a mishapara. You're right. He gets a mishapara. Now, there's another opinion. The Gemara is not going to have another opinion that this whole story absolutely never happened and the story was completely different. Amar Rav Papi. So Rav Papi was listening. Again, this whole story was Rava, right? There was two people that had a fight. They went in front of Rava and Rava paskined that since he said take the money, he's no longer responsible for the money. So Amar Rav Papi, so Rav Papi heard this story and he commented as follows. Amali Ravina, so Rav Papi said, Ravina told me the following. Lididi Amali Aumer Rabbanan, Rav Tavos Shimei. One of the rabbis whose name was Rav Tavos told me. Va'ami Lo Bishmo Bazut Shimei, some say he had a different name, it was a different guy. Di Abu Yavale Kol Chalol Adam Lo Avi Kol Mishani B'Dibure. No. That a person's not going to back out on his word. If you gave me all the money in the world, I wouldn't back out. And no Jew would back, no person would back out if you gave him all the money in the world. Bididi Hava Ovda, I saw this case. This rabbi was telling Ravina, who told Rav Papi. Bididi Hava Ovda, this story happened to me. I was there, I was watching it. And you got it wrong. That wasn't the story. It's not that the guy backed out. Hahu Yoma. What happened was that this day that this whole story happened was Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. V'hava yasivna, and I was sitting in my house, this rabbi said. And this guy that you talked about in the story came to knock on my front door. It was Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. And he asked me the question, do you have any sesame to sell me? That's basically the only common denominator in the story. It was talking about sesame. Amri le, lo, no, I don't have any sesame to sell you. Amri le, lehevan achzuzi v'bukan gabakta achashchali. Okay, well, I brought this money to buy sesame, and it's Erev Shabbos. I have nowhere to put the money. Can I please put this money in your house and watch it for me? Amri le, habesa kamach. And I responded as follows. I said, listen, my house is here for you. Now, when I say my house is here for you, does that mean he's being makabel on himself to watch the money or not? My house is here for you. Osmin a base of Ignov. So the guy put the money down in the house and it got stolen. Happened to me a few weeks ago. Somehow there was a dollar in my suit. I walked into Kabbalah Shabbat. There was a dollar in my suit. So I walked to the back of the shul and I just tried to pour it out of my pocket. It was like, oh, just Shabbos. I just poured it out. It's behind the sink over there. Probably left it there. Oh, it's probably still there. So he put it down in the house and it got stolen. So that's the case with the sesame. that they came in front of Rava. Amar Leis, the Rava said, Kol Habesa Kamach, just saying, listen, here's my house, is not saying I'm willing to accept upon myself Shmira to watch it. I'm saying, okay, you need a place. I'm not taking responsibility for this. Habesa Kamach, lo mi bai shom asachat lo havei, alafilu shom echinum nami lo havei. And therefore, even if I was poshe, I left the door open to the house, I'm not mekabel Shmira. Now, Rabosai Tosfos asks, Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Yerem Askel Kol, the bottom Tosfos says, wait a minute, but we learned about this in Bava Kama, right? It's a machlokas Rebbe, right? If I remember, we learned this in Bava Kama. Bahadar, take a look at Tosfos, Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Bahadar, Perak, Hapara, Bava Kama, Daf Mem Zayin. Hichnis Bishus, Bala Chatzer. Remember, like, I brought my cow into your rishus, but you didn't. You just said you never accepted chayim. Rabbi Omer, no, I chikabel baal chatzah shmirah. You have to. This is an old machlokas. Yishlomar the shmait and asik here, Rabbi. Yeah, our Gemara's talking like Rabbi, who says no. If I just know that you brought something into my house and I don't say anything, that's not accepting responsibility. I got to accept responsibility. That's a Rabbi held. Oh, so our Gemara's talking like Rabbi. Okay, let's continue. Now, Rav Papi told the end of the story with Ravina. Said Ravina, Amrile. So Ravina said, this other rabbi told me this story. So Ravina said, Amrile, I said to this rabbi, how can you say that this case is correct? V'ha'amrile rabban l'rava, ibayle l'kabuli alei misha para. How can you tell me that was a story? But the rabbis responded to Rava, shouldn't you give the man a Misha Para? Now, if the story was the way this rabbi said it to Ravina, there's no Misha Para. There was no sale. No one ever agreed to a sale. So that can't be the story. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, Amali. No, Lahayu Dvarme Olam. No. The story with Misha Para, the end of the story with Misha Para, that never happened. That was not the story. There was no sale. There was no Misha Para. That's not what happened. Lahayu Dvarme Olam. The whole story with the Misha Para never happened. Rather, the story was the way I said it. It was just about a guy who wanted to buy sesame the guy didn't have, and he just put his house because it was Erev Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shekas B'Yadi Yol Al Yonah. Rabbi Shimon said like this, that only the seller can back out after giving the money, but the buyer cannot back out. Only the seller can back out. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emosai, Bizman Shakesev Aperos Piyana Mocher. When could the seller back out? It's only if he has both the fruit and the money. Aval Kesev Piyad Mocher, Uperos Piyad Lokeach. But if the money is in the hands of the seller and the fruit is in the hands of the buyer, well, then it's over. It's over. You bought it already. So, Eni Yochel Aksevo, Mepnei Shakaspo Biyado. Says Gemara, Biyado. Biyad mocher, what do you mean the money is in his hands? It's in the hand of the seller. Ela mepnei demei kaspo biyado, meaning the food is already in the hands of the buyer. Says the Gemara, pshita. This is so obvious. If I already gave you the money, you already gave me the object, so the ball game's over. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, hacha b'mayaskinon kigon shahisa aliyah shalokeach muskeres biyad mocher. No. We're talking about a case of where the attic of the buyer was rented to the seller. And that's where the stuff was. So it really wasn't in the hands of the buyer yet because the center was renting that attic. Time of Matikin Rabbanu Meshicha. Why did the rabbi say you need Meshicha? That we're afraid maybe the seller is not going to go protect the stuff after it's already sold. If he hasn't given it to the buyer yet, so he's not going to go run to put out the fire. But in this case, Hacha. B'shu said to Lokech Ninu. Enough of Lake of Onas, Iu Tarucha Maisilo. Since the buyer is living in the house that's under the attic, so we're not worried. He can go save his own fruit. So in this case, the rabbis did not make Meshicha required. Even Reish Lakish would agree in this case that the money would acquire it. And the Gemara tells a story related to this. How Gavadi of Zuzi Achamra, a certain man gave money for wine, but he didn't do Meshicha. L'sof shamad kabay l'minsiche debay parzik rofila. But then he heard the Goyim wanted to take this wine away. So he wanted to back out on the deal because the Goyim were going to take it away either way. So Amale, havli zuze lo be'inacham, give me back my money, I don't want to buy the wine. Just like the seller can back out, so too the buyer can back out. And you could back out. They could both back out. You're going to get a Misha Para. Right? You're going to get a Misha Para. Oh, hold on a second. You can get a Misha Para, so wait a minute. Right? He gave money, right? So, you get a Misha Para, so that's a big discussion here. Rav Chista did not tell him that he's going to have to accept a Misha Para, because Misha Para is only by somebody who backs out because it goes up or down in price. But if someone's going to lose everything because the government is going to take it away, there's no Misha Para. So says the Rosh and Rabbi Lutam in Taisvis. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban quotes from the Gaonim, who holds that if you back out because maybe the Goyim are going to take the wine away, you do get a Misha Para. And the Mukhi Yosef writes, there's no raya from the fact that the Gemara does not mention Misha Para. Because even in the Sesame case, it did mention Misha Para. But maybe you get to Misha Para. That's a machlok as we've shown. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Oh. Ha'ona arba kesef. Mi esrim arba kesef l'sela. If the value of something is 24 prutos, and you overcharge by 4, 28, or you undercharge by 4, 20, that's ona'a. And the halacha of ona'a is you have to give back the 1/6. Ona'a is if you overcharge by 1/6, you have to give back the 6th. We paskin. If you overcharge by more than a 6th, then the sale is null and void. If you overcharge by less than a 6th, it's a mechila, it's meichel. You're not allowed to collect. But if it's exactly a 6th, kana umachsir ona. It works, but you have to give back the 6th. So how much is ona overcharging? Arba kesef, mitoch esrim arba kesef lasela. The thing is worth 24, right? A sela is 24 silver, 24 prutos. So if you overcharge by 4 out of 24, shtos lemekach, 1/6 of the purchase price.
Overcharging by mistake, or overcharging for business?
Either one. You're not allowed to overcharge, whether it's by mistake or on purpose. Doesn't make a difference. Either one. Oh, by the way, Ravelli, there's even a dispute about what about if it's less than a 6th, is it mutter to do? Or it's us to overcharge even less than a 6th of the value of the thing, the market value. It's overcharge even less than a 6th. Let's get Gourmet Glad involved over here. If you overcharge even less than a 6th, is that usser? Or is it usser, but you just you get to keep the money? It's mechila, it's usser to do. Or no, it's actually mutter to overcharge.
Why are you not allowed to undercharge?
Because why not allowed to undercharge? Because then the seller's losing out. You're not allowed to underpay. You're underpaying.
But no one's forcing you to buy it. You wish to charge more money.
Right. But that's the guy's desperate. The Rishonim argues there an isser on the Ramban holds even less than a 6th. There's an isser to overcharge. It's just that you can't demand the money. However, the Sefer Achinuch writes that less than a 6th is mutter lechatchila to overcharge less than a 6th. The Rush is not sure. Okay, a lot to talk about. Let's continue. Ad masai mutter lahaksir. Okay, you overcharge by a 6th. See, the guy has to get the money back. Well, how long do you have to ask for the 6th back? Ad kadesh yiru l'tagar or l'krovo. You have to show the enough time that it takes to go to the expert or to your relative who knows prices of stuff and ask him, did I just get ripped off on this? So a few hours. Hor Rabbi Tarfon Balud, oh no, Shmona Kesef, Ma'aser Baba Kesef Vesela. Rabbi Tarfon said, you're allowed to charge up to 1/3 more. Whoa, even more. Which is bigger, a 1/6 or 1/3? Oh, okay. You got to know your math here. 1/3, you can charge even more. Shlish Lameka, 1/3. V'samachut Agari Lud. So all these salesmen rejoiced because Rav Tarfon was their man in Lud. He was the posik in Lud. And he said you could charge even up to 1/3. But then he came back and said, Amar Lahem, Kala Yom Betulaksa, but he has all day long to ask for it. So Amar Lo, okay, we're not so happy with that. Yaniach Lona Rabbi Tarfon Bim Kolmenu, V'chazru L'divri Chachamim. We'd rather have the opinion of the other opinion that up till 6, but they only have an hour or two to get it, so this way we can keep the profit. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar Shtus Mekach Shanin. Rav says the simple pshat, it's 1/6 of the purchase price, the going rate of the object. Ushmol Amar Shtus Ma'os Nami Shanin. It's not only if the price is that way, it's not only 1/6 of the set price, meaning the going rate, it's not only 1/6 of the going rate, it's also if there's 1/6 difference in the money. What do you mean? The Gemara is going to explain. It's just the money that the buyer paid the seller was off by 1/6. Not the price being off, but the money. The Gemara is going to explain what it means. What's the difference? Says the Gemara. What's the difference? Shavi shisa b'chamsha. If you have an object that was worth 6, that you're selling for 5. So the mocher got ripped off. He got too little money. It's really worth 6, but he sold it for 5. He didn't know. Shavi shisa b'shiva, or he sells a 6, something that's worth 6 for 7. So that's 1/6 of the going rate, of the going purchase price. In that case, the buyer was ripped off by 1/6. In both of these cases, there's a no of 1/6. Everyone agrees, everyone agrees that's a no. You got to give back the zuz. Either give it back to the seller or give it back to the buyer, whoever got ripped off. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Shavi chamsha b'shisa. It was worth 5 and you sold it for 6. So it was only 1/5 of the purchase price, but it's 1/6 of the money that you paid of a difference. You see, the purchase price was 5. So you only actually paid 1/5 more, too much. So that 1/5 is more than 1/6. But it's 1/6 of the money that you paid. It was 1/6 of the money. He pligi shavi chamsha b'shisa, something worth 5 that you paid 6 for. Shavi shiva b'shisa, or something worth 7 that you paid 6 for. So you paid 1/7 of the difference, which is less than 1/6, but it was 1/6 of the money. Says Gemara L'Shmuel, Damar Basar Mo says Lina Idi Bidi Onai. That's also Onai. L'Rav Damar Basar Mekach says Lina Shavi Chamshem B'Shisus Bittel Mekach Havi Shavi Shem B'Shisus Mechila Havi. One of them is more than 1/6 of the purchase price. One of them is less than 1/6 of the purchase price. U'Shmuel Amar Ki Amrinan Mechila Bittel Mekach. When do we say that less than 1/6? It's considered to be your mochel, and if it's more than ki amrinan mechila and less than 1/6, and bittel mekach and more than 1/6, hecha delekas shus mishnei atzadim. You need it to be at least 1/6, both for the money, the going rate, and for the money. Al hecha delekas shus mitzad echad. Oh no, havi. Even if you have either 1/6 of the sale or 1/6 of the money, it's considered to be oh no. Now the Gemara is trying to prove for the Mishnah. Tan. We learned in our Mishnah, we're late. Oh, we got to do this quickly, and it's a little complicated, so it's going to be hard to do quickly. So try to listen to it later on slower speed. Tanan, ha'ona arba kesef me'eser. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said it's 4 out of 24. Ha'ona arba kesef me'eser arba kesef lasela shtus lemekach. My lab. What's the case? Dezavin shavi esrim, something worth 20 you sold be'esrim v'arba. Shema mino shtus ma'os nami kamin. I said, lo. Dezavin shavi esrim ba'arba esrim. No, you sold something worth 24 for 20. Says Gemara, minasan and mocher. So if it's 24 for 20, that means the seller got ripped off. In the sefer, but wait, look in the sefer. That's where the buyer got ripped off. I mustn't with the lachsa because this year the tagor lo krovo. That's the buyer. Abel mocher lo olam choser. The seller can back out forever. So you see, we're talking about a case where the buyer was ripped off. Ella, you're right. The Zavin Shavi Esrim Rabav Esrim Betamnia. The Mishnah's talking about a case where he sold something for 24 for 28. So it's also in the Mekach. You have no right that it's the money. Tanan. Now we're going to try to prove Shmuel from Rabbi Tarfon. Tanan, we're in another mission. Ho Rabbi Tarfon Balud. Ho no, Shmuel ne kesem yasem bar kesem besel. Rabbi Tarfon taught, oh no, is 8 out of 24. Shlish Lemekach. My lav. Dezavin Shavi Shitzar, something worth 16, Basrim Barba, you sold for 24. Shmamina Shlish Ma'os Nami Shanina says, Gamar, no, lo. Dezavin Shavi Asrim Barba Bishitzar, you sold something worth 24 for 16. So Gamar says, Minasan, who's getting ripped off in that case? The Mocher. He sold something worth 24 for 16. It's the Mocher getting ripped off. Ema Sefer, Amalhem, Kol Yom Mutalaksa. Rabbi Tarfon said they could back it all day long. So you see that the Mishnah is talking about where the Lokeach was ripped off. Ella, Dezavin Shavi Asher Marba, but plus in Mitrain. Yeah, the Lokeach got ripped off because he sold a 24 for 32. Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, we learned in the Brisa supporting Shmuel. Mi Shehuta Lalav, Yado Al Hel Yona. The one who. Hold on a second, maybe we're not going to do. Oh, yeah, we are going to do this. That's one more line. Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, we learned in the Brisa supporting Shmuel that not only is the Ona in the purchase, not only is it in the object, but even if it's in the money that you paid, it's a sixth. That's also Ona. Mi Shehuta Lalav, the one who got ripped off. Yadu Al El Yona, he can back out. Kate said, Machalo Shava Chamisha Bishisha, something worth five with six. Oh, that's called Ona, even though it's only a fifth. Why? Because it's a sixth of the money. Mi Nisane, who got Halokeach? Yadlokeach Al El Yona, he can back out. Ratza Omer Tainli Ma'osai, he could say, give me back my money and take back the object. Oh, Tainli Mashoni Sani, or just pay me the difference in price. Machar lo shavashesh b'chamesh. He sold him something worth six for five. Minasana mocha. Who got ripped off? The seller. Yad mocha alayona. Ratza, he could say, omer lo tainli mech. Give me back my object. Oh, tainli mashoni sani. Or just pay me the difference that I got ripped off. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Svika, have a great trip to Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully we'll join you there with Mashiach this Pesach.
When are you leaving?
Thank you very much.